Personnel of the Ghana Immigration Service have been asked to be extra vigilant and work hard to reduce cross-border crimes. These include drug trafficking, proliferation of arms, money laundering, human trafficking and smuggling. The Minister of the Interior, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo, gave the advice at the Regional Commanders Conference of the Ghana Immigration Service in Accra. He warned that his ministry will not hesitate to deal with officers and men who collude with foreign nationals to undermine the security of the country in the election year. Linda Goji has filed this report.
Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo stated that in 2012, the democratic credentials of the nation will be put to an acid test. He asked the Immigration Service and other security institutions to refrain from open partisan politics.
While it is important to promote our development efforts, you should not lose sight of the fact that you need to be extra vigilant, as your motto depicts. It is not every visitor to this country who might have the right motive or whose intentions are noble. I will be the last person to ask an officer of the Ghana Immigration Service to publicly declare his political allegiance to the political party I belong to. But it would be highly unacceptable in the same vein to sit down and observe serving officers of the Ghana Immigration Service, like other security institutions, profess their extreme dislikeness for the government of the day. We ask for your loyalty and your neutrality.
The director of the Immigration Service, Dr. Peter Redu, appealed to government to provide the institution with more means of transport to help combat crime. He said in spite of the numerous challenges, which include poor working conditions, the service has already exceeded the 10 million revenue target for the year. So far, the service has collected over 12 million Ghana cedis.
Linda Goji reporting.